I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump used his primetime address to the nation to insist on $5.7 billion of funding for a border wall along the Mexican border that he said would stop the shedding of American blood by illegal immigrants. The 9-minute speech from the Oval Office contained no concessions to Democrats refusing to fund wall construction. It also offered no hope to a partial government shutdown that has left 800,000 federal employees without pay. In a televised rebuttal, Democratic leaders accused him of holding the American people hostage. The budget bill passed by the House of Representatives to try to end the partial government shutdown includes a provision to repeal the Mexico City policy that prohibits U.S. funding of foreign non-governmental organizations that offer abortion services. Some House members and several pro-life organizations criticized the provision in the bill, saying that it would end a policy that NGOs have managed to follow without a loss of health care funding. The Mexico City policy was first put in place by President Ronald Reagan in 1984. Months after Indonesia's military was summoned to unclog Jakarta Bay, Indonesia's bishops have called for Catholics to act on the nation's growing plastic waste problem. In a video message, Archbishop Ignatius Sahario appealed to all Catholics to reduce their use of plastic. Meanwhile, Thailand has embarked on a conservation campaign, with retailers now charging for the use of plastic bags on certain days of the month. A new report has found that US carbon dioxide emissions rose by 3.4% in 2018 after 3 years of decline. The spike is the largest in 8 years, according to Rhodium Group, an independent economic research firm. The data shows the US is unlikely to meet its pledge to reduce emissions by 2025 under the Paris Climate Agreement. Pope Francis has released his video message for the World Day of the Sick on February 11th, in which he praises those who care for the sick amid today's culture of waste and indifference. This year, Calcutta in India has been chosen as the city to host the World Day of the Sick in honour of Saint Mother Teresa. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.